It's Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. Around the world, revelers are taken to the streets for parades and carnivals, celebrating the last day before the Catholic and Protestant Lenten season. And here in the U.S., New Orleans, of course, is hosting the big party, the birthplace of jazz and home of the beignet. There's a lot of drinking going on in New Orleans today, but what do people there like to eat on Fat Tuesday? We're going to check in now with Poppy Tooker, native New Orleanian and host of the public radio show Louisiana Eats. She joins us by Skype. Poppy, happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Happy, happy. This is the day we all wait for.
Awesome. So the parades and parties are underway there. What are people eating today when they're not drinking?
Well, you have to understand that there are some people who spent the night on the medians getting ready for the big day. They were probably drinking beer and eating king cake all night long waiting for the parades.
King cake is like a fried dough?
No, a king cake is a special brioche sort of a cake that is eaten from January 6th when the Mardi Gras festivities kick off on the Feast of the Epiphany. And it's a braided oval cake decorated with purple, green, and gold, the colors of Mardi Gras. It has a baby hidden inside because whoever gets the baby either gets to be the king or queen of the party, or more often, you have to buy the next king cake. And there's king cake in offices every single day in New Orleans. It's a tough thing we do here.
So if you get the baby, you got to buy the next king cake or the next round of drinks.
Something like that.
A lot of sugar on the king cake there. So people like to eat up some of the fatty foods, as I understand it, before the Lenten season begins. But I've been to New Orleans a bunch. They eat fatty food year-round down there.
Well, you know, you've got to often have a little fried something to absorb all that alcohol. Because the other thing that's going on this morning, by about 7 o'clock, the people on the streets were toasting with brandy milk punch. Sometimes you'll see bottles of champagne and deviled eggs and poor boy sandwiches and lots of fried chicken. A recent phenomenon is you can go up and down St. Charles Avenue and on that broad median that we call the neutral ground where the streetcars run, you'll see people turning a whole pig on a spit today for a big Mardi Gras meal.
What about for those folks in the parades? They have something there eating special?
Well, the folks who are in the parades, usually there's a tradition of before they board the floats, there is some sort of elegant lunch that they attend or a breakfast. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you're going to find a lot of little party sandwiches and a lot of beer.
Poppy, you know, this is a live show at lunchtime. We don't get a real lunch break. Could you send me up a fresh beignet, a coffee, and maybe a shrimp po' boy?
Absolutely. Or how about an oyster po' boy? That's what we had yesterday.
That sounds great.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Poppy Tooker is host of the radio show Louisiana Eats. Poppy, thank you, and happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Thanks so much.
Well, I'm going.